All right, here we go.
What should I do and how should I do it? I got a problem and I gotta get through it. Who should I talk to? Who should I see? What book should I check out of the library? Yeah, but I don't read, so I watch some TV. I see what Hulu has to offer me. I got Netflix and Amazon Prime. I got more options than I got time. I just need a little distraction to keep my mind off my lack of action. I just need a little TV so I can forget completely. Forget completely.
Yeah.
Hello, yeah. Everyone, and welcome to Life's a Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
Yes. We got the original crew all back together again. Because Mikey's on the
mic. Mike's on mic now.
Mikey's on the mic. Mikey's peas on the mic. Thanks everyone.
Peas on the mic. That's disgusting.
That's why he uses that one.
It's your mic.
I mean, it's better than.
I was gonna wet my pants.
Exactly. It's better than that.
Oh, is it though?
Uh oh.
Tangent train. Speaking of pee.
This is a story about how BJ wet his pants.
Yes.
Pee in the pool.
Do tell.
So I'm playing shortstop in Little League.
Okay.
Okay, this is not that story.
Okay.
Let's just say that story ends with me wetting my pants.
Okay.
But
I figured.
Whenever they do this promo, maybe you've heard it, Rich. I know you listen to NPR now and then.
Mm-hmm.
But they do a promo for NPR, and they're like, from the latest news, where they say, up to 30% of adults admit to peeing in the pool. And I was like, have you heard that little sound bite?
I think so.
On NPR. It's like every time they're doing a little promo, it's a promo for NPR.
Yeah.
But searched on the internet and like the Today Show is like 40% of people adults admit to peeing in the pool. And I was like,
40%?
Yeah.
Boo. 40% of people are gross.
And I was like,
word.
What was funny was like, well, I had no intention of raising that percentage up because I would have never admitted it
right.
If it weren't for the big orange cloud. So I still deny it. It wasn't me.
That's fantastic.
Oh, boy.
Well, tangent out of the way. Thanks, yep. Everyone out there for listening to the show and liking and subscribing and leaving ratings and reviews and all that fun stuff. You can follow us on all social media at Life's a Binge. That's Instagram, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook.com/Life's a Binge, Life's a Binge@gmail.com, 619-438-0532. You know all the stuff. And if you don't, you can find it on Facebook. And because we didn't say it last time because I was rushing through everything because Ryan was on a time crunch, shout out to the patrons out there, Patreon.com/Life's a Binge. Become a producer like Big Daddy Moneybags.
Big Daddy Moneybags. I'm doing it twice since you.
Todd LaRoe.
Todd LaRoe.
Jess Jansen.
Jess Jansen.
Kathy Weintraub.
Kathy Weintraub.
And then we
Hi,
have
Mom.
The. Yes. Hello, Mother. Hello, Mother.
Hello, Mother.
Yes. I don't know what that was. I think I've been listening to Conan O'Brien too much.
He does that stuff all the time. He does, yeah.
And then, you know, we got people like BJ and Mikey,
whoop, right
and
here.
David,
right
and myself, and the honorary bingers out there as
oh,
well.
Yeah.
Patreon.com.
YouTube.
/Life's a Binge.
You're in it.
Everyone but Rich
Souble.
I don't feel bad.
Rich Souble. I feel pretty.
Rich. Oh, so pretty.
Patreon.com/LifeSpinch if you want to help us out. That'd be fantastic. But all of that being said, I think we can start the show, so go ahead and take a breath with us.
Life's a binge!
Right? What's up?
What's up?
What's up?
Hello, what's up?
Hello, Mother.
Well, hello, Mother. What's up, Mother? What's up, gents?
This heat's up, man.
I've lost my mind.
Too hot. You know, it's so funny.
Too hot.
It's warm.
It is warm.
Yeah. It's warm and it's muggy.
Yes.
But I think that we're still getting off way easier than most of the country, most of the world.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I've said it before and I'll say it again. I don't think it's going to be as bad of a summer as we think it is.
No.
It would have already started, and it's coming late, and it's not nearly as bad as right now. But
October,
I mean, we got to
wait till October.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
We got a long way to go.
I was thinking September. I was thinking come September, it's going
to
be.
But I just remember on my birthday, I used to have like a softball game that I'd play every year, and like it would be in the upwards of like 102, 103 during those softball games, and like it's past my birthday, and we haven't hit triple digits yet.
Call it right now. The hottest day of this summer will be the day that Lindsay and I move.
Do you have a move-in date?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because we're out of the place that we're in now on August 29th.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And we'll have access to the other place on the 19th. So we have like a little.
Oh, okay. That's good.
I'm just going to put everything in boxes and pay someone else to do that, because why would I ever not do that ever again? Because it's wonderful.
Yeah. Moving sucks. Moving
but we've done it. Every time we've done it, it's managed to be like, I'm not even kidding, like the actual hottest recorded day of the year.
Yeah.
Twice in a row.
Wow.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
do that shit.
I really hate doing it. Especially because, you know, like we're carrying a king size bed, like the two of us carrying
Boo.
A king size bed, which really means. There's one of us carrying the
and the other sort of pushing. Yeah.
I'm like, I'm dying.
Yeah, when they delivered.
I'll never not pay someone to do it again.
When they delivered our new furniture, the new couch and the new bed and the new bed frame that moves. Mm-hmm. It was just so nice.
You guys
nice.
Have an adjustable bed frame?
Yep, we just got our new bed.
That's
like
dope.
A couple months ago.
I love those. Is it a sleep number?
It's not a sleep number.
Oh,
it's one from Jerome's.
Oh.
Jerome's? Yeah.
I thought you went with sleep number.
We were gonna. It was really expensive, and Andrea wasn't that. We just didn't speak to her.
Yeah.
Mm. And I was like, because immediately we kind of have issues about, like, it's too firm. It's too,
no.
you know.
Isn't
not,
that the
not
point
not
of. Good. Oh, the new one?
The new one,
yeah.
Yeah,
you hate it.
Well, we got a pillow, a memory foam topper.
Sure.
That actually I've been sleeping really good on. It's a little. They have options like one, two, or three. I have no idea.
Yeah, they do.
Which one to get? Like, which one should I get?
Mm-hmm.
So I went and got the 3-inch one, and it's
doing its job.
It is. It takes
yeah,
it takes a little getting used to. It takes a little getting used to.
Who? What's Sorry. The comedian that does the joke about memory foam mattresses?
I don't know.
I forget who it is. Anyway, the whole premise is they're not made for anything but sleeping.
It's okay. I mean, it's not. Yeah, it's not as. It's not. Yeah, it's not as conducive as a regular mattress.
Right.
That's for sure.
Boingy, boingy, boingy.
But it's okay. Yeah.
I have a purple mattress and I fucking love it.
Oh, is that new, the fancy one?
It's not. It's an online thing.
Yeah,
what's it called?
Purple.
Purple.
Well, it's they do the egg
Facebook
test with
the Goldilocks girl.
Goldilocks
and,
girls. Yeah. She's hot.
There's another one where it's actually purple. Like, is yours like actually purple?
Mm-hmm. It's like weird purple gel stuff. Huh. It's like made out of.
I saw one. It's like a honeycomb.
Yeah, that's what I got.
Oh, it's that one.
Yes.
Yeah. Is it cool?
It is.
Ah,
it's called
awesome.
Portable.
And you like it? Like,
I do.
And so it's got some like give, like some support.
Yep, it's fantastic.
But
built for speed or built for comfort?
But that's the thing too. It's hard to like.
I gotta ask.
It's fantastic.
I gotta ask.
I had crazy insomnia, and then we finally got this new bed, and like I'm like I can actually fall asleep now.
That's good.
Yeah. It's fantastic.
Samantha hates it. Or she come around?
She's around on it.
Yeah.
We have a regular ass bed. It's awesome though. We were talking about this the other day with a friend who's talking about buying a new bed. And it's like, we spend like almost $1,500 on a mattress. I'm like, well, yeah, because you're on that every single day.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
It is one of those things that
yeah,
you,
it's worth it.
You shouldn't skimp on.
You're on it every day.
Right. Like,
yeah, we spent $1,200 on the last one, and it's a piece of shit. At least
really?
Yeah.
We spent $1,200 on ours, and it's awesome.
Yeah, it failed quickly.
That's
like, it like started breaking down and like quickly. Like, and then by the time
There's
we
no
were
warranty
done,
or anything on that?
But ours was like rejected. Ours was a reject from the warehouse because they moved it wrong. It got like some teeny scratch on the side.
Like,
so we can't
I'll
sell it
for
full
one.
Prize now. And I'm like, we'll take it.
Yeah,
like,
I'll take that
fuck
one.
If the mattress is scratched.
It's fantastic.
Mark off $300. Sold.
Yeah, I wonder if. I don't know. Anyway,
yeah,
ours is good.
Cool.
That's good.
I don't know if that was what was up or not.
Well, kind of. But so I was just. I want one of those adjustable bed frames. So it does the whole, like, you can, like, post up in it?
Yep.
Does the whole bed move, or does each individual side move?
Both move.
Got it. At
That's
the same
good.
Time?
Yep.
So, like, you can't be posted up while she's laying down?
No. You got to agree on it.
Word.
But
ooh.
Is it fantastic to be, like, bent?
It is. I don't really use it that much.
You should use it.
You should get bent. a lot more.
Get bent, BJ. Get
bent. But if I mean, like,
special guest star Bart Simpson.
Get bent, man. So we so rarely like watch TV in bed, like on the TV.
I mean, sleep that way, man.
Well, dude, I used to do it all the time.
Because when I moved in with you,
we were watching it and falling asleep with it on all the time.
I got an adjustable bed like delivered to your place. I don't know if you
remember. I do remember that. Oh, man. I remember. And you still love it.
Love that thing.
You still have it?
No, I had to leave it up in Oregon, unfortunately.
Oh, bummer. Yeah. I was going to say, I know that you've got one, but I guess not.
I used to.
You missed it.
And I miss it so much.
It's got to be dope.
It's cool. Dope. Like, but also, dope. It's like, raise your legs up a little bit.
That's what I'm saying. I would fall asleep like that. Especially because, like, it's rare that I sleep on my back. I'm a side sleeper or a stomach sleeper. But, like, with that, I think I would just, like, melt into it and be like, I am perfectly comfortable right now. There's a reason they're all shaped the same exact way.
Yeah, I sleep on my back. Yeah. Just because.
I sleep anywhere.
It's supposed to be. I sleep on my side.
Right here.
Give me a minute.
Right, Rich, now. Wake up.
Just
Rich.
Just give me a second.
Rich.
No, I'm not.
I'm almost
snore.
There. I'm almost
I'm
there.
A very quiet sleeper.
I don't snore as much. Cause, so I went to the doctor.
Yeah.
You know, I've been going to the doctor.
Doctor,
of course.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a banking.
Sorry.
It's all good.
Every time you say that, it goes through my head.
Yeah. And if it goes in here, it comes out here.
It comes out here.
Anyway.
But it was nice. You know, went to the doctor. They weigh you right away.
Mm-hmm.
And I was 241 on the scale there, and which is the lowest at the doctor's office that I've been in 15 years.
Did you see, anybody see something flash?
No.
Okay. Nope.
So I'm losing my mind.
Or you're having a stroke.
Yeah, I hope not. I don't smell anything weird, but if I start
a
not
toast,
knowing what I'm
copper,
saying.
Copper? Tasting copper?
No, none of that. I think we're in the clear.
But, yeah, so it was nice. Like, 288 was the most I weighed at the doctor. Like, I forget when. But
there you go.
I was like, that's almost 50 pounds.
Word.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Wah, wah. So, hopefully we'll have a. When I got down to Homer Simpson's weight, 239, like, yeah, I didn't have to tell anybody that, right? Everybody knows.
Talbar Dan.
Homer was 239.
Isn't that when he's
239 and feeling fine.
Isn't that when he's on the Talbar? No, that's when he gets bigger, when he's trying to
gain
weight.
Oh, when he tries, yes, yes.
Talbar Dad.
Right. But I remember, like, passing Homer Simpson's weight back in the day, and then, like,
if
then
the
like
paper turns clear. Sorry. I'm
just it's your window to weight gain.
Episode's classic.
That's really, Oh, man. I watched some classic episodes.
I wash myself with a rag on a stick.
it's
fantastic.
Just so good. But anyway, that's all. It was cool. And I got a new doctor.
He's not gonna take 12 years to sign off on a paper.
I was just like, I've had her before.
You got a doctor that doesn't have dementia?
Not yet. And she's sharp. She's like 30 Man. Something. You know, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
She might be 20 something.
Fresh out of med school.
Do you feel weird having a doctor that's that much younger than you?
No, she's sharp. Like she.
Not
knows
that you're
stuff.
Like ancient or anything.
Right. No. She's smart. She's very smart. She knows her stuff.
Do you have Kaiser or like a PPO that you
no,
can choose?
No, I have like covered California. So
but
I
you can choose your own doctor? Mostly?
Mostly, but I they work with the clinic that I was going to when I didn't have insurance. And
clinic.
So, or the family health care clinic there in my neighborhood.
Did you meet said doctor before you chose this doctor as your doctor, or did
nope.
you just like have a new appointment? And
they
you're
said,
like,
"Well, you
can
pick up." Well, because my old doctor said I'm not going to be your doctor anymore. Moving up to Oceanside.
Oh, gotcha.
And
boo.
You're like, thank God.
I was like, you're retiring.
Right,
I wanted to, but I didn't.
Right.
Anyway,
he said, "Continue." Are you going to stop doing this to people?
Because I picked right? a name off of paper, and I'm like, that person.
That's
sounds
pretty
good.
Much how it was. Yeah. I was like, well, you know, I don't have no idea. I'm not going to interview every one of these guys. So they said they gave me a list after he was leaving. Like these are the people you've seen them before, and I was like, all right, Dr. So and So, you know, one of the female doctors, and I was like, we'll have it be her. She came in. I totally remembered her from before seeing her. And it's like, cool. I just instantly, I was like, you're smart and sharp and you're not going to forget stuff. And
do
and
you have any, I'll say embarrassments about male female doctor-ness at all? Like when you gotta go do the whole like turn your head and cough thing, does it bug you if it's a female instead of a male?
It hasn't come up, but nah.
Because I don't care. Like I always end up with a male doctor.
Uh-huh.
That's just how it is. Yeah. But like when he hasn't been there and I had an appointment, it's like he got called out for something else. Mm-hmm. Like so and so is gonna do it, and I'm like, whatever. You're a doctor.
Yep.
Like it's have not like it. You haven't seen balls before.
Doc, you have a deft, like, a very deft touch, a very gentle touch with my testicles.
Because some people like will refute, like if it's I have to have a female doctor. I have to have a male doctor. And like
I ain't gay, okay?
And it's like you just. It's like this is a medical professional. Like,
yeah.
The general practice. When I had my surgery, my general practice doctor, she was a she. She's checking. I'm like, it's whatever. It's, you're a doctor. Like this is your job.
Right.
Like I don't fucking care.
Let the nurse do it. I don't care. They know what they're doing more than I do.
Conversely, though, when I had to go to the urologist and we had to do like a deep dive talking about dicks, and it was a guy.
Right.
I felt very comfortable, and I don't want to necessarily ascribe that to his maleness, but. The way he was able to be so frank, and he was like very chill about it too. Like he was very professional, but very like not in a way as well.
Right.
And if a woman was trying to do the same thing, I might have felt weird about it.
There is something about having firsthand knowledge of like
right.
the situation.
Because Lindsay says that about, she's like, I just want to have a female gynecologist. Like
right.
she's got a vagina.
She
like,
knows what's going that, on down there.
And I'm like, I respect that. Like that
yeah.
makes sense to me.
Yeah.
So I thought
but
about
for,
that when I had to
but
go.
For
I was
general
like,
stuff, like who gives a crap?
General stuff.
General stuff.
Yeah, when you're like diving deep
sergeant,
in there,
what
like
the fucking
sergeant.
when you gotta go into the woods, I want to know somebody who has a map.
Yeah, true story.
Yeah,
flying but blind.
Dope.
That's cool. Okay. New. When by the time this airs, I will have watched Jonathan Sangster in Book of Mormon.
So he's officially like he knows when he's on, or
yes. Yeah, so this is going to air.
Wink, wink.
He couldn't post it.
Right.
But he told me I'm
nice.
Going up on Friday.
That's so cool.
Because I sent him a message. I'm like, ooh, are you going on? Well, you know, while the tour's here,
the national
like,
tour.
Are you going up? So you know, and then he sent me a message. I'm going up on Friday.
That's so
cool. I can't tell anybody. So I'm like, dude, I'm going.
Word.
I'm going.
God,
so,
I wish more than anything.
So and I bet you
more than the moon.
It was great.
I'm sure.
I bet you it was fantastic, and I bet you he did awesome.
Absolutely.
So I can't wait to like have that
up
be
with
reality.
My Jesus. good times. What's up with you, Rich?
I had a day.
Yeah. Uh oh.
I don't know if you hadn't seen it, I put a whole Instagram story out about it. But this morning I had to go. I had to drop off a urine sample at the specialty vet up in Serena Valley
for Argo.
Yeah, for Argo. And that's not what this is about. He's
okay.
He's doing good. We found a new normal, and he's doing well
nice.
Right now.
That makes my heart happy.
On my way back. I had to stop and pick up a lens rental because I was hot and sweaty in Mexico and I dropped my my long lens, my 135mm lens. Fortunately, the hood was on it, so that part took like the brunt of the impacts, but it bounced around. Like it hit, I won't use my beer can because there's still beer in it, but it did like, tong, 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 tong. And so my downstairs goes, is everything okay? And I'm like, everything's fine because I don't want people to be like
because
right.
I can't be like panicking when I'm like trying to do my job.
Oh shit,
because I have like other things, like I don't have the same exact lens, but I have other stuff that can like I can wing it without that. It's
right.
fine. It's not a big deal. So I want people to like freak out like, oh no, the photographer can't do his job now. Anyway, because I fucked up my lens in Mexico, it was fine. Like there's the mount on the back is like kind of cattywampus, so it won't connect to the camera.
Yeah,
like the glass looked good. Like I looked through it.
That's the important part.
The important part. The glass looked fine. Right. There are no cracks or anything crazy like that. But it just won't connect, and you can't use it if it won't connect. So I left it at the repair place like a week ago, and I hadn't heard back. I'm like, I don't get my lens back. So I call them, and they say, "Oh, well, our technician was on vacation." I go, "Ah, so how long is it gonna be?" And they're like, "Well, it's probably gonna be like 2 weeks." I'm like, "No," and I have a corporate thing
You're
tomorrow.
Like, you realize I am a professional
photographer. I use this. I need it. It's for my job. So I have a corporate gig tomorrow and Saturday where I probably could get away without it, but I was like, I don't want to like change it up.
It's Old Faithful.
Like, yeah.
Right.
I gotta have it. So I was like, I'll stop at George's and I'll rent one because they have nearly everything. I'm sure they have the exact one that I use. So I stop, I pull in and I'm pulling, they have like a weird parking lot. It's in a little Kearny Mesa strip mall.
Shares with Trader Joe's then, I'm guessing.
No, with a nail salon.
Trader Joe's is notoriously famous for bad parking lots.
They have both.
Okay.
So they only do, which this initially like made me kind of mad and pissed me off, but they only do rentals out of the Kearney Mesa one. So you have to go up there if you want to rent stuff. And at first I was butthurt, but now they have such a bigger space up there that they can have everything. So I was like, well, you know, if it makes the service better, I'll drive a little bit farther. Like, no big deal. Anyway, I blew the front parking lot and I see this chihuahua like kind of walking in front of like the strip mall. I'm like, oh, is that somebody's dog? Like, and usually you expect to see if you see a dog like walking by itself, like a person like coming out of a door
right.
or something.
Oh,
like,
no, where are
shortly
you?
Afterwards, and there was nobody. I'm like, oh, fuck. And I have a compulsion, like
me
I can't just not.
Me too. Hey,
have
Frank?
You met Frankie?
Yes, right. Yeah.
That's somebody's dog
I
that Jared
just,
decided
hey,
to take.
He's my
I can't
dog.
Just let, I can't just let a dog go like unattended because anything can happen. Because
I've can't.
Seen the things
yes.
happen.
Long story short, you got a new dog.
And no. It's happened so many times. And in our old neighborhood, it happened probably once a month where somebody's dog got out and
right.
like either myself or Lindsay was the person like wrangle the dog and like we bring the dog back to the house and like we walk around, knock on doors and like the
right.
whole like I will stop my day. I will stop my day to find the dog
yep.
where the dog belongs. Like
right.
I will do that.
Me too.
Every time.
Every time.
You guys.
So I park the car and I'm like, all right, I gotta go get this dog. And it was a chihuahua, and I don't want to stereotype, but chihuahuas tend to be a little bit more skittish because people
yeah.
don't socialize them.
And nippy.
They tend to be skittish and nippy because people carry them around like they're a porcelain doll and they don't let them be a real dog and
yep.
socialize like a real dog should and like walk up to people and like walk around and like smell dogs and cats and squirrels and whatever. Like because they're never on the ground alone. Once they get there, they freak the fuck out.
Yeah, and they run away from you if they don't charge you and try and bite you.
Exactly.
It's one of the two things. Right.
Right. So, you know, I don't know this dog. I have no idea what this dog's gonna do. So I come around the corner, and two employees from the camera store are out front, too. And I'm like, is that your dog? Is that one of your guys' dog? I saw a dog go by. They're like, no. Like, we heard it barking, and we thought, like, what's going on? And so we decided to come outside. And do you know who's – I'm like, no, I just saw it, and it went that way. So we're all walking down the street on Claremont Mesa Boulevard trying to find
Let's
this dog.
Get him.
Let's get this dog. And I see it, like, out of the corner of my eye. I'm like, oh, I see it. It's over there. And it sees all of us, and it just starts – And I'm trying to get close, and I get low, and I'm like, real quick, I'm like, come on, man. I was like, I don't have any trees on me.
Bite you.
I was like, come on. I'm like 10 feet away, like
okay.
really far away. I'm like, come on, like see if it has any interest in coming to me at all. And it was like, no, absolutely not. Just barking its fucking head off. And before any of us could do anything, it bolted so fast into the street.
No.
And that's exactly what I'm like, no, 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 what are you doing? And it curves, it goes into the street and almost goes into the, so it's on our side and almost goes in the opposite side, but it stops and it curves back and this white car like stops there and she opens the door like she's like trying to like beckon the dog into the car or like anything so we could get it out of the fucking street. And the three of us were like, no, at this point I'm like, I'll go grab the dog. Like if I get bit, whatever, like I just don't want the fucking dog to get run over.
Right.
And, but it runs back. And it's like, this is probably the fastest dog I've ever seen. At least the fastest chihuahua I've ever seen. Like, it's the fastest kid. The fastest kid alive. Because like, I'm on a sidewalk. It's going so fucking fast. And it like beelines left into the parking lot of an adult book and video store. And I'm like, all right. So we follow it to the back of the parking lot. And it's like, the parking lot's fenced off. So it can't get out. So we have one camera employee over here. And like, I'm over here. And the other one's in the middle. And we're like, we have the dog like flanked, so like if it runs.
And now it's really terrified.
Now it's terrified and pissed off. It's like, well, it can't run away, but we can keep it here until like we figure something out. And then one of the guys goes, like, maybe it's like, I don't know. So he's like, I'm just gonna go start going in businesses to see if like someone knows who this dog is. So he goes into the adult bookstore and he's like, hey, like, is this somebody's dog? And the, I don't know if it was the cashier or somebody who was working there, goes, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. It was a little chihuahua, right? He's like, yeah, that belongs to the Mercedes. He's like it belongs to the car? Like, no, no, no. Like, the guy who drives the Mercedes in the back, like, that's his dog. And we're standing out there back by this car, and the window is down. Like, you know, so I was like, so the fucking guy left the dog in the fucking car.
Boo.
The window's down. The window's down, but
still,
like maybe this much. So not a lot.
Right.
And still, like, it could get so... It was 80 degrees
oh,
out
today.
Here
oh, for
today.
Fuck's sake.
Dude,
yeah,
right.
for sure.
I'm one of those. I will break your window.
If it's 80 degrees out here today, it's 100 in the car.
Easily.
Easy 100 in the car.
Yeah.
And but the dog was outside, so I'm like, cool. Like you busted out. Like, good job, man. And so I'm like, tell the guy to get his ass out here and like come get the dog. Well, he's going to be a minute. I'm like, this motherfucker, it is 10 in the morning. It's 10 o'clock in the morning, and you stopped at the adult book and video place to beat off while watching not even his dog, his friend's dog, and you left it in the car. So this guy comes out like all lackadaisical, like, oh, where's my dog? And the dog's like standing by the car. He's like, come here, dog. He like gets it back in the car. He's like, we got some water. It's okay. And I'm just like, I didn't want to push it because one, like he looked kind of slimy. I'm like, this is the kind of guy who comes to the porn store at 10 a.m. Maybe I don't want to fuck with this dude. Like, right. I don't know. He might be fucking crazy. So like, I'm like, hey, man, like maybe not the dog in the car on a really hot day. He goes, yeah, I know. And I'm like, do you though? Like, do you know? And at that point, we finally leave. And then it's just me and the camera store employees. Like, we just had the weirdest shared experience I've ever had.
That is a weird thing.
And Jim, the guy's like the head of the rent. Shout out to Jim for being like such a trooper today. He goes back into the store and there's other people in there. Like, he's like, what? They're like, what's happened? What happened? It's like, he goes, some jerk off left the dog in the car. And I'm like, ah! He's like, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't mean to do that. I'm like, yes, you did.
Dude.
So we had this little
claim that shit.
Thing.
Claim it.
Yeah, that's we had good. This little bonding thing. And he gave me, so I was there early. Usually they have like if you pick it up by 3 o'clock, it counts as the next day. He's like, I'm going to give you today's rental for free because you did not have to stop and like help us try and get that dog, but you did. I'm like, sweet.
That's awesome.
So not only is being a good Samaritan the right thing to do, but sometimes it pays.
It pays.
That's right.
Sometimes it pays.
Sweet.
And you helped the doggy.
That was my name.
I mean, you tried
dog.
To help
well,
the doggy.
Maybe.
Like, right.
Hopefully it all worked out.
Right.
If it was me, I would have owned a dog.
Exactly. We'd have Trevor.
You're a dog now.
Trevor and Frankie would have a new friend.
You got a new brother. Yeah. Where'd he come from?
We're
none of your
call
damn
you
business.
Chi-chis.
Yeah. None of your damn business.
So that was my day.
Yeah, that's fun. Yeah. Nothing new with me. I haven't talked about it, but my brother sister-in-law gave birth to my newest niece.
I really was hoping you'd finish that and say your brother gave birth.
Yeah.
I'm like, what?
Junior? He's like, it was a joint
that.
Effort.
Yeah, she's cute. She's tiny. She's teeny tiny.
Cutie pie.
Teeny little Ruby.
Little baby.
Ruby?
Yeah,
Ruby. That's Ruby cool. Catherine.
Yeah.
Along with Opal Mary.
Little RC.
Neil Edward John. Yeah.
He's the only one that doesn't get to be a gem.
Yeah. He was first. Neil.
But don't.
Neil. Yeah, but that's really all that's new with me. I don't think I did anything else.
That's pretty new.
So, yeah. Let's just move on to the next segment.
That's what's up. What's up?
This just in. With Richard Blake.
Sup. So the meat of my news is Comic-Con. Meat of my news is Comic-Con related because
Comic-Con,
why wouldn't
Comic-Con,
it be?
Comic-Con,
right?
Comic-Con.
Two of us went to Comic-Con.
You did?
Well, not me, but.
Oh,
no,
I was like, you went down?
Two out of all of us. Or did
oh,
maybe,
yeah,
because
that was
go?
Since
you
we
went.
Recorded with Ryan.
Yeah.
Truth.
We didn't even talk about Comic-Con.
Yeah.
How was it?
It was fantastic.
Didn't you go?
It was very.
I went downtown.
It was
like,
very
I
crowded.
Though. Yeah.
Like,
Sunday was the most crowded day, which was bizarro
really?
To me.
Yeah,
yes.
That is weird.
Yeah. It was weird.
Usually Sunday is the mellow day.
Right.
The last time I went all 4 days by Sunday, I was like, dude, I don't want to be anywhere near a person. Like,
yeah.
No human beings. And we're on like the main exhibit floor. And I could feel people. I could just feel all the people around me. Like, I got to get out of here.
I went down for a total of 3 days.
Yeah.
And I think 2 is the perfect amount of days. 1 day to like walk and look at everything and just do whatever. Unless you wanted to do the panels and all that stuff, then you need all the days. But like if you're just going to do the floor, 2 days is perfect because I went through and I walked everything and I was like took pictures of like the booth numbers and I was like, I'm going to come back here when I'm going to buy stuff.
Because you can lose the whole, like, if, especially if you're trying to do a whole Hall H, like, you'll lose an entire day.
Yeah, absolutely.
If like, by staying
Saturday
in line.
Saturday is dead. Because you're not even staying in line, but once you get in there, like, you don't leave.
Right.
You don't,
I'm never leaving.
Okay, I was wondering about that. Yeah. So you get in and you stay for all the panels.
You stay all
you can.
I did.
If you leave the room.
And how much time is between each group that comes in? Are they pretty quick?
Not long.
Like, not 15 long.
Minutes. 15 minutes?
Okay.
Yeah. And so you have time to, like, get up and go get us. And you can go, like, outside, just not, like, all the way outside and, like, back to the exhibit hall or anything like that.
I was just thinking about trying to market entertainment to Comic-Con. So it would have to be only before the Hall H started. So when does it start?
I mean, it's every day.
Yeah.
I mean, like, does it start, like, at noon?
No. First panel is usually
10 a.m.
Yeah. And people are in line at what time?
All night?
Yeah.
All night long. All night.
Thank you.
All night.
Thank you for that.
Yeah.
So I figured we would talk about the many things Marvel that were announced.
A lot of which... I mean, they spent more time talking about the newer stuff than they were like, oh, and by the way, Black Panther 2 and Captain Marvel 2 are going to have 2. Yeah, okay, great.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I was more interested in the newer stuff, too. Just
right.
Just like, whoa, that's interesting.
It's all very like, what the what?
I'll go from like least interesting to most interesting. Yeah. Least interesting to me is the Eternals, which has just been something I was never really into, even comic book wise. The cast is like, they have, you know, Angelina Jolie.
It'd be a good
like,
cast. Yeah,
it's interesting.
Yep.
And the cast seems interesting, but story wise, I'm like, yeah, I don't know. WandaVision, just because that name is stupid.
Way stupid. Well, and like they, it was so
WandaVision. Like, that's her name. Her name is Wanda.
It's like Wanda.
Scarlet Witch is Wanda.
Wanda, capital Vision.
And Vision is Vision. So,
so is it like the story from when they were on the lam?
It's when they disappeared. Right.
Or if they're building up to like her going crazy and like creating mutants across the globe.
Yeah, I didn't put that together.
So slight. I'm not going to hit the button because it's not a tangent.
It's on topic.
While I was walking the floor, like at the Marvel booth, I heard like the day after the Marvel Hall H, so on Sunday. Mm-hmm. They were like announcing to everybody that wasn't there the day before or whatever. They're like, in case you haven't heard, blah, 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 here's all the new stuff they announced. Mm-hmm. And there was two hosts on stage, some lady and some dude. And every single thing they said was Marvel Studios, WandaVision, Marvel Studios, what, Eternals, Marvel Studios, Luke Cage, Marvel Studios. Like, and I was like, stop saying Marvel Studios. It's so annoying. It was so annoying because they had to announce like 12 things, and it's like, we know. Just it's not a part of the title.
You can tangent.
It says Marvel Studios, but like it said, I was so annoyed. I couldn't get away from that booth fast enough.
Something incredibly similar happened to me the other day. I wasn't going to talk about this a lot, but Lindsay and I went food tasting at the venue for our upcoming nuptials. And there was a photo shoot happening in the same room.
Yeah.
And before, I'm not kidding, before every snap, before every click of the shutter button, the photographer would go, and 1, 2, 3, click. And 1, 2, 3, click. And one. And I'm like, it's still the same person. They know you're taking pictures.
Stop it. God.
Those, I want to turn around so bad.
Those little things
destroy him completely.
Bug me so much. Oh, and here's another while we're
repetition like that.
Not even that, but like stupid, dumb, pointless stuff. Like, we know it's Marvel Studios. I get it. It says it above the title. You don't have to say it. But one of the other big pet peeves I have when it comes to like things along those lines is when, let's say, Toy Story 4, because it just came out or whatever. It's like, from Pixar, the people that brought you Monsters, Inc. and Toy Story. And it's like, shut up. Yeah. Just say
just
from
say
Pixar. We know who you are. Or Disney, the studio that brought you The Lady and the Tramp and Aladdin and Beauty and the Beast. It's like, we know who Disney is. Just say from Disney. You don't need to add in the people that brought you every fucking thing on Earth because we all know it. Just say from Disney.
Don't pretend you're, like, if you're some obscure indie movie studio.
Right.
Like, and you've done one thing that everybody might know. Yeah, mention the one thing.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, almost to the point of, like, from visionary director Zack Snyder. It's like, you don't have to say visionary director in front of Zack Snyder.
Also,
everyone
you don't have
knows.
Lie to me.
Like, from Steven
Spielberg.
We all
know Zack Snyder is. We all know
just
Steven
say
Spielberg,
the
yeah.
name.
Right.
Like, you have the name recognition. Yeah. You don't have to. And the things they pick are so stupid.
Yeah.
It's like, from Pixar, the company that brought you
Wall-E
and Up. It's like, no, say
Toy Story.
Yeah. Like, that's what you're famous. What are you doing?
That's what you lead with.
And you're promoting Toy Story 4.
Right.
So,
it's so dumb. I hate it so much. Yeah. Anyway, tangent over.
It's the same thing as like, you know, like Lucasfilm from the creators of. Like, we know what Lucasfilm
we
is.
We know what Lucasfilm
like,
is.
Stop.
It's
stop.
So
this is this, we're in all of Star Wars.
Who likes Star Wars?
Yeah. Anybody heard of Star Wars?
You know who does that, right?
That's what they should get. They should just film like a Jewish grandpa. Anybody heard of Star Wars?
Who likes Star Wars?
That'd be the whole
kids?
Ad campaign. And it would still make exactly as much money because it's freaking Star Wars.
From Disney.
You don't need to hold our hands.
It's like, we all know what Disney brought us. It's literally everything.
Stop it.
Just wait. It'll soon be everything.
It will
be. Dude, that's news. We're in news. Did you hear they're trying to buy Activision?
Yes.
Yeah. Or well, I don't know if they're trying. That's rumored that they're like one of the other two is trying to broker a deal.
What, you mean Activision trying to buy Disney?
No.
Activision Blizzard, like all of Activision?
Blizzard.
Like Blizzard
yeah,
and
Blizzard.
You want to buy Blizzard? I do not approve. Disney.
Disney wants to buy.
Stay away from Blade Wizard.
I'm so past my nodding approving of Disney.
Blizzard do their thing.
Yeah.
I'm not past it, but I mean, like, it's so old news.
Well, I don't know if they want to. I just saw a headline that had said something about
Blizzard's
Disney.
Not hurting for money.
Of course, they're gonna. They want to acquire absolutely everything.
They bought you yesterday, BJ.
They did for a good price. What am I gonna do?
Blizzard's
say no.
Majority Activision, anyways. Like, yeah, all of the original Blizzard guys are gone. Yeah.
BJ, brought to you by the company that
brought you Toy Story and Toy Story 2.
There's more.
And
anyway,
Wall-E.
Keep going.
I don't know how I feel about The Falcon and the Winter Soldier having a TV show.
Right.
On Netflix?
No. BJ, come now.
Disney Plus,
Disney
bitch.
Plus.
Of course. Hulk mad. Sure. Can't say that. That's Disney perfect. Product. Yeah,
you want to get us sued? Call it the bulk from
I
now
said
on.
Herc mad.
The bulk. Man, the bulk.
I'm kind of looking forward to Shang-Chi because that could be cool. And yes. we need that. Like, we just do.
It's going to happen. It's going to be cool.
The What If sounds really interesting.
Yep.
Right?
Yep.
I don't know how or what that's going to entail. It's going to like go over like past stories and say, what if this happened? But
yeah, it's all about multiverses.
Yeah.
This is all like Marvel stuff.
Telling slightly different story.
Just like
the same
this
story.
This is all phase four.
What ifs.
Phase four.
Yeah.
I don't think those are going to land.
Loki's TV show will absolutely land.
Hell yeah.
The women will tune in from Tom Hiddleston even if we don't. Doctor Strange 2.
That one I am stoked about.
Hype.
Because that one, what's it called? Multiverse?
Multiverse of Madness.
Yeah, Multiverse of Madness. Yeah. And they have said, we are harping hardcore on the madness part. It is our first foray into horror. And
cool.
I'm like, word.
Yeah,
I'm
now,
sure
who's
it's going to be
Disney or
Marvel. I mean, it's Disney is the good. But in Marvel, we trust because they have yet to fail. Yeah. But it's almost like... Because I haven't seen Spider-Man yet, which is very, very, very upsetting to me. But things just keep coming up. And
I'm going to see it on Sunday.
But anyway, it's very upsetting. But it's weird that Endgame is over because – and I love – Spider-Man's my dude. Like, that's my jam. Like, it's been my character since forever, and I haven't seen the newest movie because there has been this gigantic boulder – taken off of my shoulder when Endgame came out, where I was like, oh, that's over. Like, 22 films, that's done.
Or is
But it's not, because I know they reference it in, like, all sorts of stuff in Spider-Man. I've seen some things. I haven't seen spoilers or anything, but I know some things that happen. They reference things that happen in Endgame and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then it's the end of the – it's end of Phase 3. Like, it's the official last movie of the phase of – before they start going more.
So you saw the end, but you didn't really see the end.
Right. And so it's bizarre that I haven't seen it yet. And because Endgame came out, I feel like most people were like, meh, I don't need to see it.
Spider-Man.
Yeah, most people.
I think it's
done well.
Of course.
Yeah, no,
but,
I
you
understand
weren't there
that.
Like opening week.
No,
like,
I didn't have to see it.
You know, you don't have to see it.
Yeah. Because I think, like, I know we've all got a saturation point.
Right.
You know? And it's going to happen.
Right.
And I think Disney and Marvel might think
that's
no,
why there was such
no,
a big
you'll
release.
Suck up everything we put out there, but it's like there's a limit for everybody.
Yeah,
you know.
It's called Lion King.
Lion King,
which I will not talk shit about until I see it, and I will go see it.
Okay,
I will talk shit about it, even though I haven't seen it.
I will too.
Because God, it looks like it's going to be
it
terrible.
Like fucking garbage,
I mean, I've heard that if you plug your ears and watch it, you'll be happy because it's beautiful. And if you close your eyes and listen to it, you'll be happy because it sounds amazing. But if you do both at the same time, you're like, what the fuck is this hot piece of shit garbage that I'm watching?
Nonsense.
Yeah. How come they're not smiling? They're singing Hakuna Matata and they're not smiling.
Because they can't.
Because they can't. Because they're god dang animals.
I kind of want to hear a little bit. Without, you know, too much spoilers of what Mikey P thought of. He's the only one who's seen the Spider-Man.
I want to hear anything.
It's good.
Yeah.
I thoroughly enjoyed it.
Yeah. Cut his mic.
But I thoroughly enjoy most things.
Right.
So.
Truth. High five.
Terrible barometer.
High five.
I gotta finish this.
Yeah.
Because they released 1,000 fucking things.
Yes, they did.
It's going to take forever. I'm intrigued by Hawkeye.
Yep.
Hawkeye movie?
Yeah, Hawkeye movie.
Good. Me too. I've always wanted one.
Right?
So I'll go to that.
Black Widow movie.
And Black Widow. Yeah. That's next.
Mm-hmm. I'm not in that one. Not really.
Thor Love and Thunder.
Word.
I'm sure
sure it'll be fun.
With Jane Foster as the Lady Thor.
Yes.
Word. Oh, that's the new one. So now.
Yes.
I'm just not familiar with the comic book storyline.
Jane Foster becomes Thor.
Jane becomes
And what happens to.
He hangs it up to be like Odin's son. He's
quote unquote not worthy, / moving on to. He's trying to take over for Odin.
He retires.
So he goes and looks over Asgard. Asgard's gone.
Yeah.
So wherever he lives.
Yeah. Right.
Some of the
he basically retires from being the hero to be the leader.
Right.
And then they're like, well, we need a hero now that we have a leader.
I need a hero.
And Jane Foster's like, I could do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've seen it. It's not so hard.
Not in that many words, but
right.
Yeah.
That's what happens. And it's awesome.
It's going to be dope.
Cool. And it should be cool.
I like Natalie Portman.
I do. I just don't know. I don't see her as that powerful. Like, and so I'm really excited.
She's going to get fucking cut up. And
I just,
oh,
it's going to be dope. Because she's like obviously super strong, like strong, powerful woman.
Mm-hmm.
That's not what I mean by that. I just can't see her being like Thor.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. But, I mean, I didn't think Scarlett Johansson could be ass kicker either. And look at her. She's like the biggest ass kicker on the fucking Avengers.
But you know what's funny is that like Scarlett Johansson, some of the cuts that they use for her, you could tell she's not
where they're helping. Yeah,
yeah, she's not nearly as like graceful as there are times when they show her run and like she's kind of like as opposed to like opposed to like the superhero thing. She's kind of like
prancing along,
kind of clumsy. And I was like,
if you didn't know this fun fact, we almost were watching Emily Blunt do that
as Black Widow. Yeah.
Oh, before almost, like way back when
she was almost Black Widow. Yeah.
Dope. That would have been cool too. But again, I can't picture her kicking ass.
She's going to be Sue Storm.
Yeah.
Obviously. And John Krasinski would be Mr. Fantastic.
Oh, that'd be great.
Right.
That would be great. They hinted at stuff like that. They kept saying like weird names and stuff. They mentioned names of mutants too.
Honestly,
and it's like, what? Oh, right. You can do that now.
If you look at one of the more recent Fantastic Four runs in the comic book, Mr. Fantastic is drawn to look like fucking Jim. Like he looks like Jim.
It's going
to
be
dope. You think that's on purpose?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, what else we got?
Lastly, and what I'm most excited for is Blade.
Yes.
A Blade reboot starring Mahershala Ali. Yes.
Mahershala Ali.
Because. Yes. Dope.
Like, now, is it because.
He's such a good actor.
Yeah, because it's going to be. It's a reboot.
I'm assuming.
I think, because they're trying. Because it's part of the MCU.
Right.
And so. That's what they said anyway.
Right.
That he's going to be a part of the MCU. And so I'm like,
will
interesting.
It
is it going to be
any
sort of continuation?
Will it be rated R is my big concern.
Well, and are we going to see a little Wesley Snipes action? Because
I don't know.
Wesley Snipes is dope.
So my next question, my next question there was like, is Wesley Snipes going to lose his freaking mind? Because I don't know if you heard about there was controversy on set of Blade Trinity because he was a massive douche on the set of Blade Trinity.
Oh, yeah?
He was like super mean to the director, like super mean to Ryan Reynolds and Jessica Biel.
I was going
to
say, did he hate that Ryan Reynolds was like getting a lot of attention?
Well, right, because the movie that they're trying to, well, we're trying movies about these characters and like their name's not Blade, like I'm Blade. And most famously, and you'll all Google this later tonight, there's a scene in which Blade's like knocked unconscious or something, like he falls down and he's like, so they start the shot with him with his eyes closed. On the set, Wesley Snipes refused to open his eyes. He did not open his eyes at any point. So when Blade opens his eyes, that is done digitally.
They CG'd it. Oh, that's fantastic.
What the hell?
And it looks awful.
Oh, my God.
I'm not going to open my eyes, and I'm not going to pay my taxes.
Google,
that's
here
exactly
we go.
What it was. That's exactly what happened. Google. So I thought he'd lose his mind.
Pause right now on your phone and go to Google
Google
type
it
in
right now.
Wesley Snipes, Blade, not open eyes.
Yeah,
but then they're going to get in a YouTube. Like,
right.
Yeah.
Come back. We lost them, guys. We lost them. They're not listening. Fuck you,
the
listener.
The Infinity Gauntlet was remade 7 times.
Wait, no, they came back because they have to come back after they did.
Right.
Never mind what I just said.
All right. They're back.
We love you guys.
Yeah.
But he released
sorry,
the whole
I got
statement.
Mad at you.
Sorry.
Brought Wesley to you Snipes by. Released the whole statement saying, oh, it's cool. Like, everybody chill. Like, you know, this is the business. Like, things have to get redone. And he's like, much love and respect to my brother. And he's like, a bunch of like a Muslim.
Cool.
This, that, whatever. He's like, go do your thing.
Word.
And I'm like,
cool.
I dig it.
Well, you not expect a cool, collected, even-handed response from Wesley Snipes.
No, yeah, but I mean, at this point, he's got nothing else going on. So, like, right, him right. being cool is probably him getting, like, in the spotlight the best way he can.
Yeah.
No one here has watched What We Do in the Shadows TV nope. show.
Not the TV show, no.
It's so good, and there's a part in the end of the first season. This is a little bit of a spoiler alert. But,
oh, no.
But they have, like, the council of, like, vampires.
Okay.
And they use all of these, like, famous movie vampire actors.
That's great.
And they're, like, refer to other ones. They're like, oh, Kiefer couldn't make it because of something.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they're like, and they have Wesley on Wesley Skype. Oh, okay. He's Skyping in. But it's, like, clearly.
Who do they have?
That's a good question. I'd have to, like. I'd have to pause to look it up because it's a lot of names.
But are they actually there? Like, yeah. Brad Pitt's there, or, like, you know what I mean? Like Tom Cruise
the people,
is there. Like,
no, they refer to both of them, I think. But they have lots
who
of people.
They, get?
They got a lot of people. Like,
is Keanu Reeves there?
No, he's not.
It seems like that would be something he would do. He played Dracula.
Oh, like, I don't even remember that. Dang.
In Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Was in Dracula?
Yeah.
Gary Oldman was Dracula.
Gary Oldman's Dracula, right.
He was
somebody else.
Jack or whatever.
Yeah.
Poorly acted is what he was.
But duh. I don't know. Yeah, duh. Was it Gary Oldman? Anyway, was Gary Oldman there?
There, you know, like, I'm almost curious to pause
Robert Pattinson?
Man, if they had Robert Pattinson there, mad respect for that. That would have been awesome.
Yeah,
if you Googled What We Do in the Shadows, like, mm-hmm. Vampire Council, and see what we come up with, we'll come back to it.
Word's
because funny. there was a lot of people in it.
Was there any? I mean, there was a shitload of news that came out during Comic-Con. There's a boatload of new trailers.
I didn't want to,
like,
go too crazy with
A little that personal news is that, you know, our boy Dave Walker, who is several times
been on the show
mm-hmm. generally during Comic-Con.
Truth.
Was nominated for an Eisner Award, which is the big comic award.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's the big one.
Yeah, it's like
not
the
a bigger
Oscar
one.
Of the comics, yes.
It's like the Oscars or the Emmys, right?
Yeah.
So,
and so
he didn't win, unfortunately. But it's just, you get a nomination, it's just a big deal. It's a real big deal.
And that's, he writes for, there for Image, right? I think Bitterroot's on Image.
Good question.
It's either Image or Dark Horse. It's not one of the big ones. I'm pretty sure it's Image. But all the best new series that were nominated were all from Image.
Oh, really?
Or whatever it is that he writes.
He's on the same one.
Right.
I believe it.
So they're all from the, yeah.
That's cool.
Because, I mean, new series, like, they're not going to come out, like, this new Marvel, like, everyone, they already all exist. So it's got to be one of the new guys or the small print or small
Man,
press.
Man, I hope that.
Although,
like,
I did hear that the recent X-Men run is really good.
Yeah, it's dope.
I just hope that he gets it optioned to a movie and gets that fat movie money.
Right.
And
make that movie money,
yeah, Bitterroot. Crazy money.
Because he saw a cosplayer as Naomi at Comic Con, and I was like,
yeah.
"That is fucking dope."
Yeah, that's super.
Like,
dope.
He created a character, cool. and now there's
yes.
somebody cosplaying as the character at Comic Con. I was like, "That is the fucking coolest
yeah,
thing ever."
That is super duper cool.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
Nope.
Yeah. One of the other things that came out since Comic Con was the Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood trailer with Tom Hanks as Mr. Rogers. No.
Fun fact about that trailer.
Yeah.
So there's a scene in the trailer where Mr. Rogers is on a subway train,
mm-hmm.
and all these, like, you know, all these minority kids start singing the theme song to him.
Won't you be my neighbor?
Won't you be my neighbor? That really happened. That is a true story.
I could see that.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I don't want to go cry now.
It's
beautiful.
It looks so,
it's so beautiful.
It looks so good.
So good.
And
there's an onion article saying that Tom Hanks will not rest until he has portrayed every last American.
Yes.
Well, and it's crazy because,
but, like, please, thank
because
you.
Tom
tell
Hanks,
my story.
Like, no one can be Mr. Rogers. Like, it's impossible. And Tom Hanks, just in the trailer, does a good job. But it looks like Tom Hanks being someone else.
It does.
It doesn't look like he's Mr. Rogers.
He's not, like, channeling.
His voice sounds pretty good, though. Like, he does a couple of things with his voice.
Mr. Rogers had a very specific
everything.
Yeah.
But it's like, and so if you're going to, like, fine-tooth comb it, it's like, well, who the fuck else is going to be the most lovable person on Earth other than the most lovable person
actor.
On Earth?
The most lovable actor in Hollywood.
I wonder if they're going to tell the story of Kennedy assassination and the show. In the movie and the way that he did a thing about the assassination on
did he?
On Mr. Rogers. Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Well, I
wasn't alive.
Yeah.
So of course, I wouldn't remember it.
I wouldn't remember it either.
My point is hearing about it. Right?
Didn't they? I mean, they talked. You saw the documentary, right? Or did you?
No, I haven't seen it.
I didn't see it either.
Oh, God, so you guys.
I scroll by it. I'm like, I'm not ready to cry today. I keep passing it up. I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it before I watch the movie for sure.
It's good. Yeah.
I need to gird myself for that. My Mr. Rogers has I have a deep emotional connection to.
Now, from your youth?
And response. Absolutely, yeah.
Okay.
I watched.
Because I liked it.
I would wake up early and I would watch that.
Because so. I always remember I like Sesame Street more than Mr. Rogers. Mm-hmm. Like, I always felt Mr. Rogers was kind of like.
Boring.
Yeah, yeah, like boring. And I enjoyed when they would go to go see King Friday and get on the thing. But I remember just kind of being bored by it. And I wonder if it wasn't, I don't know. Like,
I mean, the Muppets, I mean, not the Muppets as you know them now,
Puppets.
But the Jim Henson Sesame Street Muppets.
Yeah.
Because they're all Muppets. They're just not the Muppets.
Right.
But like Bert and Ernie and Big Bird and that's much more exciting than some old guy in a sweater.
Yeah.
Like, as a kid, you're much more drawn to Bert and Ernie. Like,
for sure.
Taking a bath with rubber duckies, like that's fun and exciting, and it's a puppet, so you're like, this is fun and different,
Stuff
as opposed to like,
all that.
Like an old guy sitting on a rocking chair trying to teach you how to tie your shoes.
Nice.
You know, it's
so
I can see why the separation.
And
there.
Did you ever have Electric Company? Was that ever?
No,
because that
we were
was
young.
Mr. Wizard. Mr. Wizard was the other thing.
Oh, really? Yeah, because when we were younger, it was Electric
World.
Company.
I was a Nick kid, though. Like, I didn't. I was
not was
really a PBS
way before,
guy. Like,
this
I was
way before.
I was
Mr. Wizard
like,
was on Nick.
I was watching like Eureka's Castle and stuff instead of Sesame Street.
Castle.
Like, right.
But Electric
I
Company
Eureka's Castle.
Had Morgan Freeman on it. Like, he was a cast member. Morgan Freeman and Cheetah Rivera was a cast member too.
Huh.
And they had a recurring Spider-Man thing, and. Does that ring a bell? Did you ever see?
Oh yeah, he never said a word.
He won't, 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 won't. It was kind of like yeah. And they would have like
the little
thought bubble, yeah. And then he would throw his web. It was always really cheesy, like, and then this web would just like it was like a net that someone would throw from off state off camera. And but I just remember Spider-Man's on.
That's
Spider-Man,
so
funny.
That's so dope.
Yeah,
but see, like, it's so weird the things that you remember from like. That pop into your head like that. So the Super Mario Brothers Super Show. Does anybody remember this TV show?
I sure do.
Too okay. old.
So every once in a while, and I think it was like every Friday or whatever, whenever, like, there was special episodes when they would do like the Legend of Zelda cartoon.
I love that cartoon.
And like, and it was only like once in a while that they'd do Zelda, but you'd be like, oh, it's Zelda time! Like, it's fine. We finally get another Zelda.
Oh, so they would always do like whatever the characters are that.
It was
Nintendo
always Mario. Like there was, it was a cartoon show, but like so it started with like
live action.
It started with live action Mario and
live
Luigi,
action Mario
like
Luigi.
A comic,
like
a
stupid, like worse
an
than
actor.
Two of them,
yes,
maybe.
Like
worse,
real human beings.
Worse than like Three Stooges, stupid humor with like sound effects and stuff of like,
so
oh, go, somebody go get me the pipe. And like you'd hear like cartoon noises,
right?
Like, bling, whatever. Like, stupid garbage like that. But they would always have, like, a celebrity guest. Like, knock, knock, knock.
Yeah.
Hey, well, Mario Plumbing, what can I do for you? Anyway.
It was on Amazon. It's on Amazon.
It was garbage.
Now,
like, it really sucks. I mean, it's great in my childhood.
Of course.
Like, fantastic.
For sure.
Memory.
You could not watch it now.
It's garbage.
You would not complete an episode of that.
Garbage.
Right on.
But so
the animated
it would start
cool
with the live action, and then it would go into, like, the cartoon of Super Mario.
Yeah.
And it was always Super Mario, and, like, their adventures would continue or whatever. But every once in a while, it wasn't Super Mario. It was The Legend of Zelda. And it was like, what? Yeah. And so.
Mom!
Right?
I would call my dad because that was our game. Like, we played Zelda together.
It was dope. When it didn't Zelda's go to Mario, it went to Zelda. It was awesome. Dude, the Mario.
But Link was like.
That's the commercial break.
Link was like
way.
a SoCal bro, sort of.
It's
I suppose
rap,
I could describe
dude.
Him.
It's a rap. It's
sounded
fantastic.
Terrible.
We're going to hear the commercial break
already,
is the Mario, dude.
He's already lost on the commercial
it's
break.
So good.
We've got so much more to say. Oh, commercial.
Anyway, is there any news?
Commercial's
more news?
So
there was coming.
There was one more piece of news, and it's kind of downer, is that Rutger Hauer passed
yes,
away. Yes,
that was just yesterday, yeah.
Which is yesterday.
He of his icy blue eyes.
Yeah.
Icy blue eyes. Probably like one of the most prolific, I would say, B sci-fi movies.
Sci-fi guy,
actors.
Yeah. He's a sci-fi guy for sure.
With brief stints in the A range. Yeah. Hobo with a Shotgun was amazing. Obviously, in Blade Runner, he Fun fact, he not improvised that speech at the end, but he edited the speech down to make it more elegant. And he added the parts where it says all those things are lost, like moments all those moments in time lost on like Tears in the Rain. Tears in the Rain was not in the script. He added that.
Word.
And that's like the most famous part of the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Nice.
He came up with that.
Yeah, that is a bummer. So pour one out for Rutger Howard.
I will. Well, I drink my beer.
Me too. I was like really, really close to Patrick Stewart to bring it slightly back up from Comic-Con. I was
nice.
Like, that's him right there.
In his new show.
Yeah. It was dope. But yeah, let's get out of the news, shall we?
And that's the way it was.
We don't have a movie review, but we do have one of these.
Life's a binge. Phone Army.
I wonder who it's from. It's not who.
Hey, what's up? This is Matt here. No, what do I know this week? However, I did want to tell you about my little celebrity Comic-Con encounter since I had one.
Sweet.
So this is like maybe like the last, second to last day at Comic-Con, Saturday night. We are outside of the Bayfront Hotel unloading some boxes. And then all of a sudden I see these very kind of nice, spiffy, well-to-do people who usually aren't by the freight elevators, asking one of my coworkers something, saying like, hey, can we kind of get back into the hotel in more of like a subtle way without a bunch of like, you know, noticeable, you know, people coming up to us. And my coworker was like, hey, we're actually using these freights to put boxes in here. So they're being used right now. And I was thinking, they might be important people. So, like, hey, if you need to just not be noticed here, you don't mind all these boxes in the way, I can take you in this elevator and we can go to this, like, really, like, secret back round. Like, oh, thank you so much. And, you know, very, very, you know, happy and gracious. So then I was walking them up to their room and they're like, I was like, so, are you here promoting anything? And then she was like, I'm actually in Star Trek Discovery. I'm the lead in that show. I was like, oh, immediately I thought, I was like, oh, I probably should have recognized this person. So I just started pulling like answers out of my butt. Like, oh yeah, totally. I mean, your show's like the flagship of CBS All Access and all that. What's not knowing who she was. I blame CBS All Access because I'm not going to buy a whole like streaming service for one freaking show. So whatever. Lord. Anyways, all that to say, she was very, very nice. She walked her to her room. She gave me a big old nice hug and was like, thank you so much. And, just a really, really nice, chill person. So it's really nice when you meet those out in the world. Anyways, thank you very much for listening and back to the show.
And her name was Patrick Stewart.
I also had a brief celebrity encounter this weekend.
Nice.
At Comic-Con. So I was working. I was at the Globe in the plaza.
Right.
And they're doing a special event. They're doing a sensory-friendly performance of a current show they have going right now called The Tale of Despero.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tales of Despero?
Tale of Despero, yeah.
Which is really cool. Like, you know, they bring the sound level down and they say like, hey, whenever something like surprising is going to happen, like you'll see these lights in the corner so that you know and you prepare. Cause the show is, for those of you who don't know, sensory friendly means
kids.
It's for people who are on the autism spectrum. So it's easier for them to digest, the product, which is awesome.
Yep.
But before that they had like a little free event where people could come and like make little Despero puppets and like color and like do stuff like that. And they had, people playing guitar and like singing songs. And it's just really chill, event. And a dear friend of mine, Sam Ginn, Samantha, if you're listening to this, you might be, maybe you're not. She's asking people, like she's trying to get people to go and like make the puppets. And she walks up to this guy and his kids like, hey, you guys going to come make some puppets? And he goes, oh, no, thank you. I'm just kind of like walking down memory lane. And he walks and he takes a couple steps and he turns to ask the kids. He goes, well, wait, do you guys want to make some puppets? And they're like, no, we're okay. I'm like, all right, and let's walk off. And then she turns around coming like towards me, mortified in her face and goes, I just asked fucking Kelsey Grammer if he wants to make a hand puppet.
Has he acted at the Globe before, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he has. But, and he was super, like, chill and nice about it. But she's like, I'm so embarrassed.
was so
excuse me,
funny.
Frasier. I mean, wait, what am I saying? That just came out weird. Wait, word vomit.
But then I went upstairs to like the break room and I sound like their PR person. It's like, oh, yeah, Kelsey Grammer's walking down there. She's like, what? And she runs down the stairs trying to catch him so that she could like, you know, bring him actually inside and
right.
let him walk around and stuff. But he was just there for a minute, probably in town for con.
Do you think he gets called Mr. Crane a lot?
Probably.
Like subliminally.
Dr. Crane.
Like, excuse me, Mr. Crane.
Maybe Dr. I hear the blues are calling, toss salad and scrambled.
Excuse me, Dr. Crane.
Oh, wait. Toss salad?
Right? Yeah, I seem a bit confused. Maybe. But I got you pegged.
He's like, hey,
the
listen.
Fuck is that
you
song?
Pegged?
I don't know what to do with those toss salad and scrambled eggs.
Say it again. So my friend Casey, who was on an episode of that, later after she had done the episode, she hadn't gotten work, and so she was doing some catering work, and they did something for him, and he was coming through the line, and she's like,
"Remember?
I don't know if you remember, but
he's like, no, piss off.
Yeah, he was
where's
very,
my sausage?
He was very cool. Yeah. He's like, oh yeah, hey, how's it going? Yeah, so." Yeah. So I've never heard any bad stories about him that I remember.
He was really cool. Yeah. Super cool about it.
That's cool.
Give him a week.
Yeah.
Can you make the sound? Do the sound. Yeah. What are you talking about? The fucking rake!
Do it!
Just do it!
I want to watch that episode.
It's so good. But now, everybody, enjoy this commercial break while you get to listen to the rap from the Super Mario Brothers.
Followed by the Frasier theme.
Super show. Yeah, I'll do that too. Why not? After these messages,
we'll be right back. Hey, paisanos, it's the Super Mario Brothers Super Show.
With the Mario Brothers and plumbing's a game. We're not like the others who get all the fame. If your sink is in trouble, you can call us on the double. We're faster than the others, you'll be hooked on the brothers. So hang on to your seat. Get ready for adventure and remarkable feats. You'll meet Koopas and Troopas, the princess and the others. Hanging with the plumbers, you'll be hooked on the brothers to the bridge.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Toss salads and scrambled eggs. Quite stylish. And maybe I seem a bit confused. Yeah, maybe, but I got you pegged. But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs. They're calling again. Scrambled eggs all over my face. What is a boy to do? Frasier has left the building.
Gentleman. Generous.
Go ahead.
What a gentleman.
Because I had this one earlier, and it's better.
Which way? Turn around.
This is a Belting Beaver Phantom Bride.
Very nice.
And it's so good.
Belting Beaver.
On the nose.
Phantom Bride. Yes, it's really good.
I've been watching Breath of the Wild.
Nice.
I watch other stuff too, but I've been playing the shit out of Legend of Zelda.
Oh, I was gonna say
Breath of the Wild.
Of that, that show. And I'm like, well, that's the game you're talking about. Yeah. How much you love?
It's so good.
So good.
It's on your guys'
so
Switch.
Yeah. Good.
It's so good.
It's so good.
You have it too, Mikey?
No.
Mikey,
you know
you
about
play
it.
This. Don't play this game.
I will eventually play this.
Oh,
game.
I'll play it
as soon as I get a Switch. I'm very sad.
It was one of those things that Because I remember seeing it when it first came out. I'm like, wow, that looks amazing. Mm-hmm. And seeing gameplay, I'm like, I'm just going to have to ignore that this exists for a while. Because I'm going to keep wanting it. I'm going to want it. And I finally got the system and I finally got the game. I'm like, oh, man.
Have you played handheld version yet?
I have, yeah.
Okay, good. As soon as you're like,
I won't tell you where or how and when I played it.
But as soon as you're sitting there and like you're full on and you haven't done it yet, and then Lindsay's like, but, and you're like, oh yeah, Switch.
Yeah,
because that's what it does. And then you're like,
it's amazing.
Enjoy watching whatever it is that I'm not going to pay attention to because
I can do this.
Great.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, it's so good.
I could beat the game today if I wanted to. Like I have it, but I'm a completionist. So I have to get everything.
I was doing that for a long time, and then I was like, randomly, I was like, you know what? Today's the day I beat
Today's
Ganon.
The day.
Like I didn't do all the spirit orbs, and I didn't. I have a lot of them.
Is that like all the side missions and stuff?
Oh yeah,
I have 6 shrines left.
Yeah, 6 total. Mm-hmm. That's impressive.
Yeah. I have no idea where they are.
Did you get all the Kurok seeds?
No.
Yeah. Exactly.
Fuck no.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not a completionist.
I don't know if I'm gonna do that.
I'm just saying.
Well, but I have to scour every inch of the freaking world. Like,
there's guides.
There's.
I have the book.
There's a limit. There's a limit to my perfectionism. Right. I'm like, I don't have to get all these. Like, that's fine.
Well, that's the same thing. If I play like a phone game or whatever, and it requires 3 stars, I will not. Move on to the next level until I beat it with 3 stars.
Yeah, if it's like a puzzle, a small puzzle game or something like that, and it says, oh, you can get up to this level. Yep. Oh, I gotta get that.
Yeah, well, I have to, can't move on until I get that
can't
score.
Stop until I do that.
Right. It's a problem. But Breath of the Wild's so good.
If you have that system and you don't have that game, I don't know what to tell you.
It's the only game that you should get.
It's the one that you have to get.
There's more. I really want Smash Brothers, and I don't have that.
It's like the Sonic for the old Genesis system.
Right. It'd be like having a Genesis and not having Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Like, there's no point. You have to have that game.
So good. Speaking of video games, so I was on vacation for the last week.
Where'd you go?
Here.
I took off
for Comic Con.
You didn't go anywhere.
I took the week off for my birthday / Comic Con. And so I had the whole week off. And before the week rolled around, I was like, you know what? I need something to do. Mm-hmm. And I didn't beat Spider-Man, but like I didn't want to like dive into Spider-Man. I wanted mind numbing entertainment. Mm-hmm. And so I picked up a copy of The Sims 4 for my PlayStation 4.
Oh, no.
And it was the most fun just playing. Anybody ever play The Sims?
Yeah.
I never did.
It's one of those games that you could get lost trying to do one specific pointless task.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to try and get these two to like make out or something.
Right.
You spend like an hour just doing this one stupid thing.
Pointless game.
It's fun, though.
100% pointless. Yeah, and so I spent way too much time while I was sitting on my ass playing The Sims.
Right on.
Before I went to Comic-Con, I was like, you know what? I need like 2 hours of me playing The Sims.
That's what I love about games, because you can have the ones that are like that, where like, this is just pointless, I'm just going to do this thing.
Right.
Or you have the ones you can get really involved in and really intense.
That's why I didn't play Spider-Man, because I was like, if I play Spider-Man, I'm not going to stop until I get the 3 stars on the freaking like race through the city or whatever. And I'm like, I don't want to do that. I want to just not think about things.
I have to figure this out.
It's like,
and then you try harder and harder.
He has to pee. I better send him to the toilet. Click. Okay. Now I can relax for 30 seconds. And that's The Sims. Did anybody actually watch anything?
Yes, I finished season 3 of
Stranger Things.
3 different shows.
Oh, boy. Oh,
nice. They're all on season 3 for whatever reason.
Nice.
Yeah, Stranger Things being one of them.
Okay, I really want to talk about that because Ryan hadn't seen it.
Have we all seen that?
And
I believe so.
Mike
P. Oh, yeah.
Okay, good.
We can talk about it.
We'll talk about that. We can talk about it right now if we want.
Are
we? What other things did you watch over season
3? Season 3. Wait. Yes. Of Attack on Titan.
Okay.
Cool.
Just finished.
Mm-hmm.
It was season 2 of One Punch Man, but I just counted it anyway because it feels like it lasted so fucking long. It felt like season 3.
Truth.
The season 3 finale of Attack on Titan was awesome. I think I talked about how that show kind of hit a lull. And I was like, oh my God, like, what are you guys doing? And then it kind of returned to form, and then the season finale really brought it back to being as good as it was. And maybe not as good as it was, but that same sort of sense of like, dread and kind of disgust with the world that you're watching that they've created. Like, wow, these people are terrible. Like, wow, this is terrible. And for a while, it's kind of like, no, they're just kind of bad.
But at the end,
it was just crazy.
Nice.
One Punch Man season 2 ended better than it started, but the story felt like it returned to form, but the animation is just not anywhere near as good as it was in the first season, which is really disappointing.
Did they like ship it to a different...
I'll tell you exactly why. They did hire a different animation studio.
Boo.
But animation studios work a little bit different in Japan than they do here. They usually contract out artists independently. So any given studio could do something amazing or not so amazing, depending on who they hire to do the actual work. Apparently, the studio that hired these guys to work on season two were really trying to save some cash. So they hired, like, you know, sort of mid-range kind of dudes. Where season one, they were like, let's just throw money at this fucking thing. So they hired, like, the best of the best of the best of everybody in town. Which is why, if you could watch them close together comparatively, like, there's just no comparison at all. The animation is so, so much better in the first season. Which really blows. Like, right. it really sucks. Like, to be so enthralled by something visually and then just have it take such a huge step down.
Yeah, now we're going to do it on the cheap.
Yeah, now that we got you, we're going to do it on the cheap.
Enjoy watching this bullshit.
Like, well, that's neat.
Right.
And now it's cut with baby Alexa.
Right.
So is it season three, but we've been watching Sex and the City as our, like, thing to put on that we can pay attention to or not pay attention to.
Yep.
Which, the show is good. Show is good, but it's also maddening at times.
Oh, yes.
Absolutely
agreed.
Maddening.
Agreed.
Like, talk to your boyfriend. Like, oh, my God. Well, since I don't know if he's going to stay in the city, if he's going to move. Just have a conversation. You're adults.
How far are you? Did Samantha have the young? No, that's like way later. Never mind.
We're in season five.
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
Season
but yeah, five. That's the general problem that they have. They have with the majority. Sergeant problem. Sorry, BJ.
BJ's private problem.
I got it.
Thank you,
Zing. I was going to wet my pants.
That's the joke.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Oh, man.
You don't know how many times I, like, sit at home and think of some rank that doesn't work,
right.
You know, so I can make a joke.
It's usually the word general. Usually. Or major.
Major. It happens a lot.
General or major.
I've got a lieutenant problem with that. Lieutenant problem. No, you stupid idiot.
Lieutenant problem. Lieutenant problem.
You're saying? Sex and the City, season five.
Yeah, anyway. The same issue they have throughout the whole show is they don't talk to their significant others.
Just don't talk to them.
Right.
Like, why don't you just talk to them?
Yeah,
it's crazy. Like,
I watched Chernobyl.
Oh, you did?
Yeah. And then we watched, there was a PBS documentary on Netflix about the arch dome thing that they put over the reactor core at Chernobyl.
When they were like pouring all the cement in it?
It's how it's safe today.
Wow.
And
safe.
So, BJ, you're older. So, do you remember Chernobyl as it happened? Like,
yes, and it wasn't as in the news because they were kind of.
Because it wasn't.
Right. Well, yeah, because they were like, it was like in our lifetime, or at least in my lifetime, China had a earthquake that killed 500,000 people.
Right.
And you never heard about it.
Right.
And so this is kind of similar.
Right.
Soviet Union particularly was far more closed than it is now, even though it's still pretty closed, even though I feel like we have a much better sense about what's happening in Russia than we used to.
That's thanks to the actual people, not the
government. And technology, right. Probably, you know, where, yeah. So, but back in the day, you had no idea.
Right.
Like, it was shocking to find out that people were white, you know, that that people looked like Americans did, you know,
right.
That, like you would assume, like, I don't know what they looked like. I thought they were like some Slavic,
monsters.
Yeah, yeah. With, you know, furrowed brows and teeth and crazy, you know, like you had no idea. They looked just like us. But anyway, you would hear bits about it. And I remember like watching Chernobyl. Here, I'm like, oh, I remember that. And they're like trying to solve the problem. But man, you had no idea like how intense it was.
Yeah, so
until you watched Chernobyl.
My knowledge. So this happened in 1986. I was 3 years old.
Okay.
So I don't remember it, obviously. Right. I remember quote unquote learning about it. And by that, I mean, here's my knowledge. There was a meltdown in Russia at Chernobyl at some point in the 80s. End of knowledge.
Boom.
Period.
Right.
That's it. Mm-hmm. There and That's not even accurate. It wasn't even a meltdown. It was on its way to becoming a total meltdown. Mm-hmm. But that's not even the words that you would use. The reactor blew up and then started spewing radiation everywhere.
In every direction, yeah.
And it's insanity. Like what happened there is insanity. And like whether it's all totally true or maybe stylized for Hollywood or what have you, but that miniseries is real good and it will open your mind and eyes to something that you probably don't know anything about.
Yep.
Nuclear power is like a funny topic.
Dude, it's happening right now. It's a funny topic. Happening right now? Sorry. Mm-hmm. Japan. It's happening in Japan. Mm-hmm. They literally, theirs is, it's melted down and it's burrowing its way into the Earth's core and they cannot stop it. That's happening right now.
Yes. I didn't hear about it.
Yeah.
I remember like during the hurricane.
Remember that big ass earthquake tsunami. And tsunami that happened in Japan? Yeah that Fukushima. Fucked
that
their...
same thing? Because yes. I remember like there was like an issue with it then.
If you go test the waters right here off our coast, it's probably radioactive because of the fucking shit that's happening in Japan right now that nobody's talking about.
Yep.
Sorry. It's on my mind.
This is the problem with nuclear power is that Chernobyl. When everything's going great, clean.
It's clean.
Efficient,
yep.
Good. Right.
Environmentally friendly.
Wrong,
yes.
If something goes wrong, it goes really fucking wrong.
Yeah. It goes nuclear.
Really wrong. It goes
nuclear. Yeah,
that's true. Hence the word.
Golly. The amount of stuff that I learned from that miniseries was bonkers.
That's awesome.
It's real good. The only thing that was weird about it was that everyone's talking English. And I'm like,
English accents.
But would you watch it if it was all Russian with subtitles?
Probably.
I would watch it.
It's real good.
I'd watch that.
But I mean, it's just weird because
did you not have a Russian accent? That was like my thought a couple times. Like,
I mean, it's better that they. I guess it's better that they didn't because fake Russian accents are bad. Like when they're bad at it.
Yeah.
Like Malkovich and Rounders is horrible.
I will splash the port. It's like the ever the fuck I like.
So bad.
What like, are you right now?
I'm still up 20,000 from the last time I stick it in you.
So I'm glad that they didn't try to do any accents.
Yeah.
But it was just it's just weird when like the lady who basically solves everything, she has no accent at all. And like you're just like it's weird that you're a total Russian lady and you have no accent whatsoever.
Yeah.
It's
almost it's almost a slight I feel like almost like oh of course these people who are important
aren't at all Russian at all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I mean Stellan Skarsgård was real good in that. Anyway, it's just
everything?
Really good. Yeah. It was really good, and I felt like I learned a lot. And like my brother was like, "Was it propaganda?" And I was like, that's a good question."
Now, who mentioned maybe it was I don't know if it was here or not that they're making their own Chernobyl movie?
Oh, I don't know.
Really? That Russia is that they weren't happy with a bunch of stuff about it.
That's the thing. That's what I mean. Like, is it propaganda? I'm like, I'm sure some of it's probably heightened in the fact that they didn't like.
And we don't know. I mean, we don't know enough about it to know how slanted it is or how.
We never know what truly actually.
I mean, their death toll that they say died from Chernobyl is to this day 31 people. That is a fact that the Soviet Union released the number.
I find that really hard to believe.
The official number of deaths caused by Chernobyl is 31. Official.
In the movie where
and
they
that's
say,
like the explosion and the firefighters that tried to put out the fire that was pointless because it was never going to stop burning.
I can't tell you the actor's name who was in Mad Men who played the English guy from Mad Men but who was a main part in.
Oh yeah,
he's a very good actor.
Oh
super good actor. Yeah, he was a big part in Chernobyl, but he's explaining it and he says that they explained it as like Russia doesn't make mistakes like this.
Right.
Like as far as like Russia PR goes. They're not capable of making these mistakes. So we can't own up to this because if we own up to it, we're admitting that we did it wrong. So we have to, it's the whole thing, the whole political dynamics to it all.
Yeah.
And
well, especially the time era of it, too. Yeah,
according to the BBC News article, it says Russia to make its own show about Chernobyl that implicates the U.S. The United States infiltrated Chernobyl and
caused it to blow up?
Basically.
That's amazing.
Dang.
Wow.
And maybe we did.
Maybe we – seriously, like, I don't know.
Right.
I couldn't say we could. We wouldn't do that.
Right.
We do heinous shit all the time.
It's just crazy. And, like, the amount of luck that went into, like, it from not becoming – I mean, it's already the biggest disaster ever – but, like, it could have been way worse. And I'm like, well, we have 2 days to figure
it
out.
It's going
to
bear down and, like, right. where it meets the sea and poison every bit of water on Earth.
Right.
On Earth.
Right. That's what's happening in Japan right now, guys. It's happening right now.
Mm-hmm. We're fucked.
That's crazy. Anyway, so I watched that. And then I watched a documentary about how they covered it up and they're trying to clean it up now. But one of the things that I found intriguing about it was they're like... let's use robots to push the graphite that's like so crazy radioactive that we can't get it off the roof and it will just continue to spew out radiation because we can't get it off. Like, let's use robots. And they're like, that's a good idea. And they put a robot up there and the amount of radiation coming off these rocks kills the robots. And they're like, do we not have anything stronger than this? And they're
like,
the Americans probably do. And they're like, the Americans don't know that this is happening.
Right.
We can't ask them for help. And I'm like, what are you doing? Like, right. I think that's what they would have the problems with is the amount of, like, we can't tell anybody. Everything's fine. There's nothing wrong here. There's only 3.6 whatever radiation in the air. Mm-hmm. And, like, that's the max on that meter. And they're like, turn on that other one. And they're like, yeah, that one's maxed out, too. Where's that one at? 200. Turn on the other one. That one's maxed out, too. What one's that one at? 1,000. And this is, like, after the fact. But they're like, nothing's wrong. It's only 3.6. There's only 3.6. It's fine. People can – that's, like, extended X-ray is what they're trying to say to everyone. And then it turns out it's fucking, like, 34,000. It's insane,
every second, yeah.
Dude.
X-rays every second.
Good God.
Yeah. Anyway. Scary stuff and depressing.
You should watch it. It's real good. But it is depressing when you see the guy melting from the inside out.
Oh, God. I'm very curious. I mean, kind of along the same lines, but the new Netflix documentary on the social media, the Cambridge Analytica thing called, I think it's called like The Great Hack or something like that.
Oh.
It's supposed to be coming out in a couple weeks or a week or something like that.
Never heard of it.
And I'm afraid of what it, like, you know, it's just like they all kind of, you know, have that feeling of like
all your data
belong
to us.
Right.
Well, yeah. So, yeah, I'm just, I heard about it and was like,
I know they're doing that. That's cool. I'll check that out.
Yes. What else did I watch?
I started watching Black Mirror.
Oh, from where?
First one.
Oh, okay. So you watched the very first episode then?
Mm-hmm.
And you're still watching it?
No, because then Stranger Things happened.
Okay. If you make it past the very first episode,
that's
you're
the one.
You're good.
Like, yeah, like I don't remember watching. I watched all the season 3, I think it was.
Okay.
With the
season 4.
Season 4 with the Enterprise.
That's season 4.
Season 4. Yeah. Yeah. So I watched that one. And then the latest
season
4,
season 5, yeah.
So
that's a good place to start, is season 4. I mean, there's goods throughout, but like if you make it past that very first episode where you're like really fucking a pig on TV, huh? That's where the show is, huh? Okay, great.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if you can make it past that, then you're good.
All right.
Yeah. It does get way better. Cuz that first one is very off-putting.
Yeah.
Stranger Things. We want to talk about Stranger Things. Round it out.
Yeah, man.
Anybody watch anything else they want to chat and talk about before?
I just been watching a lot of King of the Hill, which is always great.
Cool.
Oh, dang it, Bobby.
Cool. So I'm gonna hit this. Spoiler alert. If you have not watched Stranger Things, season 3, tune out now.
So I watched the whole thing.
Yes.
In one shot.
Not quite, but in a few days. In a few days. Mm-hmm. And like I'd mentioned. And that was like, I'm not really feeling it. Like a few episodes in. Because
you were doing dishes and vacuuming.
Yeah, but even still. Like, even still, I'm like, eh. And then it just picks up steam. Like,
yes.
It picks up steam really good and goes someplace good. But inevitably, like in the other ones, I started to watch it again after I was done. And I wanted to, like, and I didn't get that far because I didn't have time. But, like, I wanted to try to list as many of the pop culture
references.
In there, and one of the ones that were right away, I think it might have been episode 1, is they have the Ivory Soap.
Oh yeah, you said that when Ryan was here.
Yeah,
about the lady on it or whatever.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that was funny. Also, they have references. I mean, there's so many, and I want to like catalog them, but I haven't yet.
Right.
But one of the ones is like they have the poster of the Thing on the wall, and then like a lot of the special effects are kind of like an homage to the Thing and that horror movie.
Especially in this season where you can't tell that, you know, is that the monster? Is that just Billy? Like, what is it? Like, it's weird. You can't. It's dope, dude. The season's so good. And I loved the fact that they separated everyone, where
it worked,
and you were waiting for them to come together, and then they came together, and you're like, dope,
yeah, like, that worked. Part of you's like, come on.
We're like Steve and Dustin and Robin are off doing their like Russia spy thing, which is fucking
the whole
great.
the whole Russia spy decoding arc was. Phenomenal.
Yes.
Fantastic.
So good.
Like the relationships between Steve and Dustin and Steve and Robin and Dustin, and then they bring Eric into it, and you're like Lucas' little sister, and then she's fantastic. Like, this is awesome. So good.
So good. That whole storyline was so good. And then the Hopper storyline where he's with
Joyce.
Joyce. Yeah. Their whole thing, like trying to like, work
would you
together.
Please it's just have sex with each other already.
Bringing him back like, was fantastic.
Yeah, that was like, some of that was a little annoying to me. Like that their relationship.
Right.
Was come on. Like, well, first of all, like when she's like, my kid is or something. She's trying to explain what's going on, and he's like all like, oh, you're gonna tell me blah blah blah. Like all this stuff. I'm like, motherfucker, you just dealt with this crazy supernatural shit in the first two seasons. Why? And then he finally was like, yeah, that makes sense. But I'm like, why would you even be a dick about it? Like,
that was a very 80s movie thing to do.
Well,
like, in sequels, people will just forget about the fucking disaster that happened in their
the
town.
The ghost in their house killed them. Yeah.
Well, and
in Ghostbusters 2, they just forget that a giant 50-foot marshmallow person walked through the middle of Manhattan, and they were like, oh, Ghostbusters, that's not real. Are you kidding me?
Dude. It's like,
how do you forget that? But that was the 80s. Like,
I want to go political with it, but I'm like, all right, I'll just bite my
tongue.
Don't
you do it.
But that same thing a hop lies. But anyway, go ahead.
And there
you not forget the global collapse that we were in, you mother. Anyway,
I thought you weren't gonna do it, and
it's
then you did it.
It's hard to.
Impulse. It worked because, like Rich was saying, they play it on the trope of like, I'm not gonna listen to you. I'm the man cop. And
I'm man cop.
Right. But
in my Miami Vice shirt.
Well, and his and like his like total played up jealousy for no reason at all because they're not in a relationship, but like he likes her, and so like because he has a crush on her and can't just say, hey, you wanna go get dinner, like he asks her to go get dinner, and then she quote unquote stands him up, and he loses his shit over it. Mm-hmm. It's like trope. But that's why it's great.
Yeah.
It's so entertaining. And then, like, the main group of kids story is fantastic. Mm-hmm. Like, where it's focusing on the fact that they're teenagers trying to do teenager stuff, but then it's like, they can't.
You don't get to.
And, like, when the scene happened when they're trying, or when Will's trying to get him to play D&D, and, like, him and Lucas are just, like, focusing on the girls and this and that, and then, like, Will loses his shit and, like, storms out of the room.
That was a little much for me, too.
Samantha was like, no. That what? No way. And I was like, you weren't a teenage boy nerd. Like, that's my life.
That's
right
exactly
there.
What would happen.
Like, that's what would happen in that room.
Exactly what would happen.
I'm going to ruin our playhouse or whatever. Like,
that's what would happen in that room. Mm-hmm. And I was like, they are capturing this really, really well.
I just felt like that was like a little much. So they kind of hint, and they haven't, like, they hint in the first season that Will might be gay. Like, she says that they tease him. Sometimes they call him faggot. And then in this latest one, she's like, it's not my fault you don't like girls.
Oh,
and
there's
you know. And so I wonder if they plan on playing that up.
I didn't pick up on him being gay. I just thought he was more focused on.
I thought it was more that
he didn't hit puberty
didn't grow
yet.
The way they did.
Maybe. Right. I mean, that's kind of like definitely what I think. But like it seems maybe, as maybe. If, especially because I went back to watch it again, but it started at season one.
Right.
And then like, and then I was like, God, I don't remember this the first time. I'm thinking I'm watching season three.
Right.
And like, and then I realized I'm watching season one. And when I did, I realized that the sheriff has his shirt off like so much. His shirt's
which is
off
also
so much. That's fantastic. It's a crack up.
It just, and the monsters in season three are so much better. Like the CG is so good, and like every time it shows the monster and it's like, rawr, I'm like, yes.
When the monster roars and Eleven roars back and then smashes against every wall in the room, I got up off there. I'm like, yes. Fuck him up.
Yeah. That's badass.
It's so dope.
I was thinking
so
about cool. the actress who plays Eleven.
She's good.
Millie but Miller, I just think about like how fun is it to just go yeah, and just be a badass and then see it play
and
out.
Get to watch it.
Yeah, and then watch it.
So
look
cool.
How cool I am. Yeah. I bet you the Avengers actors are the same way. Oh, yeah. Look at this. Dude. So look at dope. This. I throw that bus at him.
I really, really, really liked this season. Like so much to the point where I was sitting there watching it and I was like, you know what? Whenever I have to come up with a list of like best shows of all time, like this is probably going to end up on that list.
Bold.
It's so good. And it's not only is it good and entertaining, but it is playing the nostalgia trap like so hard and it's working,
mm-hmm.
especially for me, a child of the 80s and 90s. Like mm-hmm. it works. It is dialed into my brain 100%,
I think,
and I can't get it out.
I think my favorite bit of nostalgia in the season is at the very end is where they do like the newsreel of like everything that happened.
Oh yeah,
and it's very like fear-mongery and like Dungeons and Dragons is it Satanism. I'm like, I remember that shit.
Oh,
like,
yes.
I remember those commercials, and they're like, let's cut to something evil looking so we can make the story sound bad.
I just don't know.
And then not like, that the news doesn't do that anymore, because they totally still do, but it was so much more blatant and overt at that time.
Like, they kind of set up a season four at the very post-credit scene, if
right.
you watched it.
I did.
But at the end of the other seasons, it was very obvious that there's more to this story. There's more to this story. There's more to this story. But now that they have left, like, I'm like, where's this going to go?
so
curious
one
to
thing
see
I'm
what
a little,
they do.
A little confused about. So mm-hmm. were the Russians trying to weaponize it? What were the Russians like? What
probably.
Were they, what were they
yeah.
trying to
that's,
do?
That's always my assumption right. in movies and
right.
shows like this.
Is that there's some kind of power that they want to get?
Always, the military's always like, ah, it's
or
like fucking
they,
Jurassic World. Let's turn the dinosaurs into weapons.
Or they believed that they could get into the Upside Down
and
come
and
out somewhere else.
Thing,
or
yeah.
you know what I mean? Like, we can go over here.
Any number
and,
of
like,
things.
Right. Yeah. They're just evil Russians from
and
the
And at 80s. The very post-credit scene.
Right.
That's the original like mind flayer, isn't it? Like
it's
like,
Demogorgon. Yeah,
it's like the same because it's different than
it's different
in season
than,
three.
Yes,
but yeah. the one that they have in Russia.
Yeah, that's like
the same.
Season one
right.
baddie.
Right,
right,
right, right.
Yes, mm-hmm. which is like interesting. They have that, and they say the American, and I wonder who that could be.
It's Hop.
The American.
It has to be. Like it has to be.
It's Hop.
All right.
It has to be.
So
he's
last little complaint about.
He's not
it.
Dead. Yeah.
Is Joyce's character. And all the like, no, I won't do this. I'm gonna do this. Listen, you, and like, oh, you got him to do it. You know, like, get the fuck out of here with that. Like,
I love it.
Hysterics. Like,
I,
like,
it.
I don't know.
I
had a problem with it. I think mainly because Winona Ryder does she
doesn't if, do it for you
for, in this ep, in this series. Like, in the, most of the series,
right.
she's just a little too like that.
A little too frantic.
A little too frantic and high strung like the whole time. But, you know, I have nothing against her. I think that's just the way they wanted it.
I think we even mentioned it before. Like, I get it that, like her kid's missing and all this stuff, and it makes total sense. Mm-hmm. But of all the characters in the show, she is, like, turned up to 15
yeah.
when it causes her to be turned up to 11, where it's like, I've seen some crazy super
see what
shit.
I did?
But you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
like you should. She should be 11. Everyone should be 10, but she's at a 15.
Yeah.
Like, and so I get it. But I feel it's justified, and I can write it off.
Not
it's,
that mad
it's
at
great.
It. Yeah.
Everyone's favorite part of season three is the never ending story part in the last episode, where you
that
find out
my
that Susie, that Susie's real.
That part's my favorite part.
Great.
That Susie's real. That's my favorite part. But the song went on just a little too long.
It
for
did
me.
Go on and on.
A little long.
And I got to tell
you,
I
thinking
just,
what I'm thinking about.
No. Well, didn't you have a theory about that, or didn't you say something?
I don't have a theory. I have a. I'm going to ruin everything for everyone.
Yeah. There you go.
So
ruin it.
Have you ever used a walkie-talkie?
Yes.
How do you use a walkie-talkie?
One at a time. Yeah. Like
you push a button down and then you talk and then the person can hear you and that's that.
Right.
How are they both singing at the same time?
I don't know.
Oh yeah.
Oh, so maybe it wasn't you. Maybe it was Dwight who had the observation.
What?
That they basically put their if they didn't sing the song,
right,
they wouldn't have had, you know, they wouldn't, everything would have been fine.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Time wise.
Yeah. Because they
would have been
out of
no,
time.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They wouldn't have run out of time. There right. wouldn't have been any risk of death.
Right.
Right.
Nothing.
But that's what makes it funny, because she refuses to help.
No,
until
Poopy.
He sings it.
Whatever his nickname was. I forgot.
Dusty Buns.
Dusty Buns.
Hello. Susie Poo. It's fantastic. I freaking loved it. Yeah. I mean, it did go on a little bit too long.
That is also a trope from
yeah,
the 80s. Is
yeah, right.
It's like agonizing. Like, why are you doing this? It's
well,
so hard, way too
and
long.
They, like, while they're singing and they cut to each different group
when they're
of
being
people.
Chased, when they're being chased by the monster and they're like, what the fuck? I'm like, this shot is solid gold.
That was great.
Like, that is
That's
solid
great. They're driving
gold.
Down the road with the monster
and
behind
you see
them.
It in the car.
They're like, come on.
Well, and then they switch over to, like, Hop and Joyce in the thing. And they're trying to get in the door. And she's slamming her head against the wall. Like,
yeah.
Is this what we're listening to when I need to get the coat? Like, all the little things. It's just so great. And they sounded amazing.
Are you bleeding?
I picked the scab.
Don't
do that.
Holy hell, dude.
Oh, no.
You are bleeding like crazy.
If something comes crawling out of there, I'm going to be pissed.
I mean, it is late and we are loud, too. That is happening. All but any other thoughts on Stranger Things?
Cary always was awesome.
Yes.
As the dick mayor.
God, he's so good.
Like
he's
not
good at everything.
That's
yeah, just cartoonishly dickish.
But he's not. The closest thing I can think is in Liar Liar, but he's not a dick in Liar Liar.
Right.
He's just trying
to goober.
Date.
Right.
He's just trying to do that woman. Like he's just a goober. But he was great in this. He's like, you're really bleeding.
You are bleeding like
he's
a madman.
Going.
It's just
going.
It's,
going.
It's probably all that rum from last episode. It's thinned out the
blood so much.
Right. It's just so good. And I'm just super curious to see what they do with season four because I am on board and I love it immensely.
Same.
And it's cool how popular it is. Like,
yeah.
People watch. And it's one of those things where it's like, everyone's going to watch this for the most part. And so that's just always fun.
Cultural touchstone.
And I also like how they took Billy, who was like the villain, you know, of the group from last season, and then they kind of made you sympathize with him this season. I'm like, this is cool. Like, he's good.
But that's what they did with the other guy.
Right.
Kind of tragic.
Steve. Yeah. Totally. And then he's fucking great. And then, like, the way Robin's, it's so good. It's just good. It's just all around solidly fun, good entertainment. But for now.
Mikey P. recommends
Sneaky Pete on Amazon Prime.
Sneaky
Is
Pete
that Casey?
You don't get to ask questions.
Oh, yeah.
Sneaky Pete.
You don't get to ask
on
any
Amazon
questions.
Prime.
We will ask the questions.
It's a KGB.
Is that the one about the... We will ask the questions.
Oh, it's good times. But thanks, everyone out there, for listening. Let us know your thoughts on Stranger Things via email or voicemail or what have you.
Or any other things.
Or any other things that you might recommend or want to watch or want to talk about. Come on the show. Talk about them.
Yeah, man.
But for now, since BJ's bleeding out in my garage and I don't want him to die here, let's get out of my garage. So thanks out there for listening. This has been Life's Binge. I am Jared.
I'm BJ.
I'm Rich.
And I'm Mike.
And we'll see you on the couch.
Life's a binge.
Right?
This has been a Life's a Binge production. Be sure and leave us a rating or review on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, or wherever else you find the show. You can find us on all social media at Life's a Binge. Send us an email at lifesabinge@gmail.com. Join the phone army by dialing 619-438-0532. And if all else fails, check out our website at lifesabinge.com. Thanks for listening, and as always, we'll see you on the couch.
What could I do?
Okay, all right.
Do the Mario swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go. Do the Mario. Take one step and then again. Let's do the Mario all together now. You got it.
It's the Mario! Do the Mario! Swing your arms from side to side. Come on, it's time to go! Do the Mario! Take one step, and then again, let's do the Mario! All together now! Come on now, just like that!